Hare Krishna. A passion for fashion ends in dissatisfaction and delusion. Fashion's allure is constantly in today's culture. New cell phones, new cars, new personal care items. So many new things constantly come and they captivate our minds. In fact, there's a systematic media blitz meant to fill us with desires for these things. To make us captivated by passions, by fashions, to induce within us a passion for fashion. Now, shifting the mind away from these fashions is difficult for people in general, because we are naturally attracted to material things, and it is difficult to turn the mind away from these things. So keeping up with fashions, purchasing the newest clothes, the newest cell phone, the newest car, the newest whatever gadgets might be there. So this takes a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of energy. But that's not the only cost that we have to pay for it. Actually, the most detrimental effect of an obsession with fashion is that it binds us to the material and blinds us to the spiritual. Why binds us to the material? Because all these fashions focus on material things. New material things are appearing. And as it is, as conditioned souls, we are much more attracted to the material than to the spiritual. That's the result of our conditioning. And on top of that, if the material is deliberately made seductive through the branded obsolescence, planned obsolescence, that means old products are made to look old-fashioned and the new products are constantly marketed. So then, in addition to the changes that matter undergoes, matter itself changes in such a way that one thing appears attractive today, another thing appears attractive tomorrow. One season looks attractive for some time when it's hot, then rainy season looks attractive for some time. But once it rains become too much, then rainy season looks attractive. Then we want a different season. When it's cold, we want heat. When it's heat, we want cold. So, but basically, matter itself undergoes changes which keep us spiritually distracted, unable to focus. But on top of the changes that matter itself undergoes, when the culture conspires to make many more changes, then the result of this is that the mind gets completely caught up in sensual things, in temporary things. And the mind just doesn't learn about any higher truth. And such a obsession, such a passion for fashion ends in dissatisfaction and delusion. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the 14th chapter, Krishna talks about the three modes. And there in the 12th verse of the 14th chapter, he says, Lobha pravrittirarambha karmanamashimahaspruha jasyetan jayante viruddhe kurnandana. So basically, Krishna is telling that Lobha pravrittirarambha, lobha, greed, pravrittirarambha, because of that greed, there is activity, an arambha, endeavor, always starting new things, I want this, I want that. Karmanam ashamahaspruha, one destructive activity, and the desire is insatiable, ashamahaspruha. All these are the characteristics when the mode of passion becomes prominent. So, what can we do in such a situation? Actually, if we let ourselves be subject to the mode of passion, then there will be two consequences. There is dissatisfaction and delusion. Dissatisfaction because no matter how much we achieve, we always feel there is something new to achieve, something more to be done, something else to be done. And because of that, or something new to be got, even if we get the latest gadget, soon that gadget, after a short time, it won't stay latest. Some other gadget will become latest. And no matter how much we strive and slave to stay in touch with the fashions, we will never stay in touch. Because something new will always keep coming. And that way we will always stay dissatisfied. In fact, customer dissatisfaction is the fuel that runs the consumer economy. So the consumer economy is designed in such a way as to keep the customer ultimately dissatisfied by making the customer crave for something more and more constantly. And then along with that, there is also the delusion. Delusion because we just don't have the, when new fashions and the hopes for pleasure that those fashions induce keep bombarding our mind, then we just don't have the clarity or the calmness to think, see clearly, think deeply. And that's how it becomes difficult for us to understand that what is the root cause of my dissatisfaction? Because the materialistic culture constantly produces new fashions to us and makes us attracted to those things and fills us with the idea that being attracted to those things will make me happy. And then what is it that is preventing me from being happy that we are not able to realize itself? And we realize it only when there is some calmness, when we are not just driven by a passion for fashion. For that can happen only when we sort of disconnect ourselves from this passion for fashion. The root cause of our dissatisfaction is not lack of material gratification, but lack of spiritual connection, lack of connection with Krishna, because that connection with Krishna is a source of the supreme happiness for all of us. And it can give us inner satisfaction, which helps us to deal with the external situation properly. So when we connect with Krishna seriously, then we don't have to suffer this dissatisfaction and delusion. Because dissatisfaction, because we get satisfaction from within, and then there's no delusion, because a devotee being satisfied in the devotion to Krishna is also engaged in loving pastimes with Krishna, which grant a devotee higher satisfaction. That's how the devotee transcend all material miseries. And so the devotee comes from the material level to the spiritual level, from the level of being obsessed with fashions, with the passion for fashion, to the passion for the eternal Lord, that is the transcendental spiritual passion. And that passion takes us closer and closer to Krishna and ultimately unites us with Him. Thank you. Hare Krishna.